Now will you notice, as we come to chapter 25, we see now Paul before Festus. And Festus is the governor that just succeeded this man. I'm reading now. Now when Festus was coming to the province, after 3 days he ascended from Caesarea to Jerusalem. Then the high priest and the chief of the Jews informed him against Paul and besought him and desired favor against him that he would send for him to Jerusalem, laying wait in the way to kill him. But Festus answered that Paul should be kept at Caesarea, and that he himself would depart shortly thither. Now you can see that this man Festus, he understood, I'm of the opinion that Felix had told him. He said, this man Paul, we've got in prison, and I think he explained the circumstances. And he said to him, he said, now we had to bring him down here, he'd been put to death. And so when he gets word that they want him to be brought to Jerusalem, oh, he said, I won't bring him up here. I'm going back to Caesarea myself. I don't want to wait up here at Jerusalem. Here's another man who didn't like Jerusalem. That is, he liked Caesarea much better. Now, we've seen Paul before the mob on the steps of the castle in Jerusalem. We've seen him before the Sanhedrin. We've seen him before Felix, then the private interview he had with Felix and his wife Drusilla, and apparently there were other meetings. Now before Festus, the new governor, and this is getting to be sort of a habit, wouldn't you think? And Paul appearing before these rulers, and this certainly must have been rather tedious for Paul, something to try his patience. However, he rejoiced in the opportunity accorded him in testifying before these high political figures of the Roman Empire. Because you see, when God apprehended Paul, he announced that this son and servant of his, that is Paul, would bear his name before rulers and before kings. Now, this is being fulfilled here, and we'll see King Agrippa. Next time, Paul will appear before him. And Paul does each time with a great deal of zest and excitement in telling about what Jesus Christ has done for him. Now, you'll recall that last time we saw Paul before Felix and his wife Drusilla, there Paul witnessed a good confession of Jesus Christ. Felix trembled in the wonderful grace of God, but the rascality, the cupidity, and covetousness of this man triumphed. He had his chance. He wanted a bribe, not salvation. For 2 years, Paul languished there in prison. He was detained. Those are silent years in the life of the Apostle Paul, but perhaps the great apostle chafed under it all. Nevertheless, the hand of God was manifested. And Festus succeeded to the place of governorship. And the enemies in Jerusalem, as we see here, immediately turned to the new governor to have Paul brought to Jerusalem. On the way, they intended to ambush the party, slay Paul. Whether Festus was aware of this matters not. I think he was. However, he refused to accede to their demand. He requested that they come down to Caesarea, which they did. Now, let's move down here, and this is what happened. Let them therefore, said he, which among you are able, go down with me, and accuse this man, if there be any wickedness in him. And when he had tarried among them more than 10 days, he went down unto Caesarea, and the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, commanded Paul to be brought. Now, Paul will defend himself. Let me turn that around. Paul is going to present the gospel to this man also. And notice, if you want to call it a defense, what Paul does here. We find that Paul is brought in. The Jews came down from Jerusalem. They stood round about, laid many and grievous complaints against Paul, which they could not prove. While he answered for himself, now Paul is permitted to speak, and we have his message again. It's called his defense. Now, will you notice? While he answered for himself, neither against the law of the Jews, neither against the temple, nor yet against Caesar, have I offended anything at all. But Festus, willing to do the Jews a pleasure, answered Paul and said, Wilt thou go up to Jerusalem, and there be judged of these things before me? Now, you'll notice the cupidity of this man Festus. Oh, he's a rascal also. And Paul is in the midst of a den of not only thieves, but rascals.